If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only, Sarah Frazier.
David Yontif behind the velvet rope. Oh my God, love being here. I love spilling the tea with you.
Guess what?
What?
We have moved on. Apparently, no one is talking about Erica Jane anymore and her, you know, legal dramas from Tom. We got Jen Shah, baby.
I have a bazillion questions for you about Ms. Shah and this whole trial. The trial starts, by the way, July this month in New York City. Ms. Shah, Coach, I have 10,000 questions for you. Are you shocked that Jen Shah and Coach are even still together? Like
yes.
On the brink of divorce. Yes. Aren't you shocked? Like he's holding her hand.
I am shocked. Yes. That they are still together. Listen, I mean, you know, it's like
that they are still together.
It is amazing. No, it's like, you know, like when like a child dies or something, look at, you know, I mean, for better or poorer, richer, like all this stuff, life is hard, you know? And so, you know, if you're not with the right person, they hightail it out of there when something disastrous happens. And I mean, if they can make it through this, man.
Well, actually, I do have a theory. I think they have struck an agreement that he is standing by her because I think the solidarity makes her look innocent. I think they're going to fight this all the way to the end and she will stay on the show. And then in next season or the following, they are going to get divorced. There's my prediction.
That'll be good for Ms. Shah's storyline.
It will be very good for Ms. Shah's storyline. But I think if he left her now, I think there's obviously love there. I think if he leaves now, it makes her look more guilty. I think if he stands by her, this is my woman. She did not do anything wrong. It looks like, well, if Coach, who is, you know, a respected coach, believes her, we should believe her too. But I think there is trouble in paradise. That's my guess. Could be wrong. You and I say it all the time. We're often very wrong on this podcast, but
I might agree with you on. Now I have to say also, I hear your plan about, you know, trial and then divorce in season 4 or 5, but here's what you didn't factor in. I mean, innocent until proven guilty. She might be away for 30 years. And so in season 31 of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, she can come back and the divorce might happen then. Like, I'm not being funny, but you haven't factored in the fact that Ms. Shah may not be on the Salt Lake Housewives for quite some time, Sarah. This is not Tadesia. This is not Ms. Judice. We're not going to stop the show for Ms. Shah. Did you factor that in?
Do you think she's going to be found guilty? I mean,
look, you know, she's like Erica to me. It's like she is unwavering in her innocence. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there and next to her in bed at night. She's unwavering in her innocence. So either you are innocent or you have balls of fucking steel. You know what I mean? Because this is the federal government. So girl,
we are not political, but I do think
I am not political people, now.
Neither am I. But I do think people have learned from former President Trump. If you say it long enough and you sound like you know what you're saying and you believe what you're saying, other people will believe you too. They will believe the fuck out of you
Fake it till you make it, baby.
I mean, we know he lost the election, but there's a lot of people because he stuck with his story that believe that he did not lose. Okay.
My good friend, Siggy Flicker over there down in Florida is probably one of them.
Right.
Not probably, let me rephrase that. She is one of them. Yes.
She is one. So I think Jen and many other people have learned, Erica, hold the hard line because it, you know, are you okay? Are you?
Yes. Somebody- no, my clean lady's first. Just go on. Okay, you know, we have to get things done here, people. Okay. Like- no, yeah, no one is breaking. Thank God.
Okay. Thank God. So anyway, I think she knows that. I mean, what is she going to do? If she pleads guilty, she's going to be sentenced to your point, up to 30 years. You're not going to plead. You are going to roll the dice, go to trial, believe that it's going to be very hard for them to, you know, to get a trial, to pick a jury selection of people that have probably never heard of her or haven't, like, you know, have some sort of affinity to reality television. And they are going to put her up there. She's a great actress, you know, and they're going to roll the dice and see, because all it takes, you know, this as an attorney, one person, one or two jurors to go, she probably is, but I don't know. You've got a hung jury, you have her innocent. I think it's a very smart, smart strategy. And I think whether she is really guilty or innocent, I think there's a very strong chance that she maybe does a Teresa sentence, 18 months, 2 years.
I'm not disagreeing with that. And I mean, everything you just described as housewives. I mean, we have people that come on each season and we're like, this that just happened. I'm going to say that it didn't happen. I'm going to lie. I mean, we lie about small things. I mean, people think that Crystal Minkoff is lying about this whole Sutton thing. You just make it up. Guys, we don't have to be this. Forget the real world, guys. We're way past that. So to your point, you pick something to say and you stick with it and you double down. You know, every time I've told a lie in my life, and there's plenty of times, I don't know. Everyone's usually like, I don't know, you got to stick with it and you got to just double down you got to be convinced. So that welcome to Housewives, she does it, not her. They all do it on the show. And we just, he said, she said, and you stick with it. But
as guys, someone
buckle up because the trial started. Yes.
I just lied in a business situation. I called you after because then I'm a horrible liar and I always am riddled with guilt. I lied in a business situation and then I confessed. I was caught in the lie and I confessed immediately. Horrible mistake.
Never confess, Sarah. Never.
This person is like, I'll never trust you again. And then I called you and I said, what did I do? And you said, oh, I would have lied like this. And I thought, oh, I've got to call David before.
You're like, oh, wow. That's really, you're like, wait a second. This bitch didn't even skip a beat. Like I just gave you the like, oh, you should have done this, this, and this. And you're like, those are all good lies. I'm like, yeah, well, that's the scenario you should have gone with. And then you're like, but that took you 1 second. I'm like, oh, you know, you got to listen. I got a lot going on here. You got to just each business. But no, my advice to anyone, as we have seen on Housewives, if you have a story, stick to it until like the boat is really, like, you got to know when to call it. Like when you're in the boat, like that little lifeboat, and it's really there and the big ship has sailed away and now you are surrounded by fins and like there's 13 fins and the sharks are really going to eat you, then it's time to like surrender and say, guess what, I lied. But until it's, listen, I don't support lying. I'm just saying, if you happen to tell a lie by mistake, You gotta triple down, guys. You gotta triple down. This is my advice. My advice is don't lie. Live a nice, highest life. But if you do tell a lie, don't back out. The words came out of your mouth. You gotta just stay with it and just double, triple, quadruple down until it's too late. So maybe that's what Jen Shah is doing. When it's too late, surrender and beg for mercy. But before then, just keep going.
By the way, so this is just to update everybody again, if people have forgotten. So Jen Shah faces 30 years for the wire fraud charges, an additional 20 years for money laundering. The trial begins July 18th. They're expecting it to last 2 to 3 weeks. She has, of course, pled not guilty. Shaw did not comment as she left the courthouse recently. Stuart Smith, her previous longtime assistant and friend, will be a witness in her case. Both the Bravo star and her assistant face those
marks against her. Against her case? Like in her case, but I think well, against, right?
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he kind of...
He already pled guilty?
Plea deal. I don't know. And by the way, by the time everyone hears this, you know, it'll probably be a little bit after July 18th, because that's what we do. We record a week or two in advance, like every other show that exists. Listen, I think we're buried. So listen, we're going to be covering the trial and I'm going to get some lawyers involved. Even though I'm a lawyer, I'm going to get some real lawyers involved. Here's what I think we're burying the lead. We're burying the lead that Miss Meredith Marks and... that Meredith Marks and Heather Gay came to New York to show her support. So it's no mystery, but I mean, right, you're holding up a lovely picture for all of our people on YouTube.
They look great.
They look great, but you know, guys, I mean, I think everyone knows this from following, you know, Meredith is done. Like there is no Meredith and Lisa Barlow. It's over. So Meredith and Jen Shaw have buried all of this Brooks Marks stuff and what Jen said about Meredith is totally, it's Meredith and Whitney and Jen Shaw and Heather Gay. So Lisa Barlow is on an island of her own with those four, you know, it's Meredith's done. So I think that's really the lead here, that we have a whole season of RHOSLC to watch, which we are going to love, but we're going to be covering the trial and Jen's in New York and she's rocking more Gucci. And this is it. This is what you guys have waited for. It is here. And she's either going to be innocent or guilty. Look, I don't like always predicting how it's all going to work out. The trial's going to start. We're going to watch and she's either going to be, you know, listen, the Chrisleys are found guilty. Where's the sentence? So it's a very long process. Sarah's like, oh my God. And they still are like,
I cannot even believe that they, I don't know. It's just,
I think they're in more trouble than like a lot of people. They're in more trouble than Teresia. I mean,
they're going to jail. Are they both going to jail or mostly? No, she's going to jail too, right?
It's going to be so interesting to see what happens. It is.
I cannot believe. I mean, I adored that show. And I think the saddest.
It was a great show. I actually reissued an episode I had with them like a week or two ago on a Friday, just to say like, were there clues? I mean, there were a few things that he said. I mean, I spoke to them maybe like 3 months, 2 months before this verdict. So you obviously knew what y'all did. Right. I mean, not allegedly, we can say what you did now because you're found guilty, whether they did it. I mean, they're found guilty. But I mean, Julie was saying things like really defending him just in general. And he said things about like, he's such an honest man. There were certain quotes you should listen. It's kind of like, oh man, why do people live above their means? I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, I think the saddest part with the Chrisleys, right? And even Jen Shaw, if in fact these things are true, these people are so compelling and eccentric themselves. I would have watched the Chrisleys without a Range Rover. Now, I get that it's not as interesting if Todd was driving around in a Honda Civic, you know, it's not. But I feel like I would have watched them, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it doesn't work without the money, but because we've always been accustomed to seeing them with so-called money, but obviously it wasn't theirs.
But you look at like, okay, it's such a bad example because it's a different animal, but like you look at like Jersey Shore. I mean, they were broke as a joke. Season one, season two, season three.
I know, but don't you think the game has changed so much? I mean, I don't know.
Fucking loaded now. That Pauly D is probably the richest of them all. And that Snookas, she's probably close second.
I know, but I'm saying like, don't the game has changed. Reality. Like, do you think that the reality TV game, like, would they even put people on that don't have, I don't know. I mean, they do on TLC, like Welcome to Platteville. They have no money, you know, but they have 10 kids. So it's like,
well, look at like a Duck Dynasty. Do they have kids or like.
They had tons of money though. They're rich.
Whoops.
Made like duck calling things. Like they go, But they sold them for bazillions of dollars even before they were very rich.
Well, shame on me for stereotyping. And see that, you know what? That was a microaggression from my house here in the Hamptons. That was a microaggression. And I need to check myself. My friend, Ebony, I'm not being funny. I really am friends with Ebony and I really have learned things. That was a microaggression. I shouldn't have stereotyped because they live a certain lifestyle that they were poor. Based on what you're saying now that I'm thinking about it, they probably have a ton more money than all of us. Well, we're going to be watching it, Jen Shah and the Shah Squad. I can't wait. You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures up my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You know, everyone always asks me like how I deal with the internet trolls, like all the listeners who have something to say about the housewives and leave negative comments all day on Instagram. Listen, I have to tell you, I'm really serious when I say that the comments don't bother me at all. And the only reason why is because I've worked on my mental health. I mean, mental and physical health, there's really nothing more important. Because when you work on yourself and you have that clear mind, nothing can bother you. You're comfortable. You're happy inside. And the long-term effects of therapy and working on your mental health really can help strengthen your relationships and give you a more positive outlook on life. And for my mental health, I've turned to Talkspace because listen, first of all, it's a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. But really, I love that I can reach out to my therapist and get my therapy and work on myself from anywhere in the world. You don't have to wait for an appointment or go into an office. And their licensed therapists are trained to handle just a variety of specialties. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use code VELVET to get $100 off your first month. That's VELVET and Talkspace.com. You know, 2 weeks ago, I told you guys about how I sent Dame products to all of my housewife friends, and they've been raving about Dame products and thanking me and giving me way too much detail. And now you guys have flooded my DMs asking which housewives specifically have been thanking me and how much they love Dame products. Well, listen, you're all a bunch of shady bitches because I am not going to tell you which housewives I sent Dame products to and which ones are thanking me profusely. Because, you know, Dame products are female vibrators designed for, you know, a woman's pleasure. So no, I'm not going to give you names. But what I will tell you is there are so many different options. There's the Eva, which is a wearable couples vibrator for hands-free fun. There's the Air, which stimulates you so fast and helps get you there. There's the Palm, which you could hold in the palm of your hands for your pleasure. Look, life is really stressful, really stressful. And Dame is here to kind of increase the quality of your life. Who doesn't want a little fun, right? They have massage oils and lubes. So what are you waiting for? Don't you want to feel good too? Come on, ladies. Go to dameproducts.com. Use code VELVETROPE to take 15% off your first order site-wide. You could choose anything. That's dameproducts.com. Enter code VELVETROPE and you get 15% off. In other news, because RHOS, listen, I think the next things that are going to come back, I think RHOSLC will be first. And I think our girls in the RHOP will be right after it. Sarah loves when I talk RHOP.
Oh my God.
What's going on with Candy Gal? Is she getting in trouble or something lately?
Well, you know, Candy Gal, the latest, of course, is she is doing egg extraction. So she is not ready to have that baby yet, but she just posted on her Instagram story that she did her retrieval, or it was retrieval day. So we're not sure how it went. And you know, when you're doing the egg retrieval thing, because I almost froze my eggs, but I didn't, you know, they want like 15, 20 eggs. And it's a lot. It's 2 weeks of injections. You have to go in for blood work because they have to make sure your egg count is high. And then they put you under, they retrieve the eggs. You know, it's a whole ordeal. So it's very interesting. You know, she's in her 30s. Is Candy Gal 34?
30. Is she? I thought she was old. God, she's 36? Young.
Six? No, maybe you're right. Maybe Candy Gal, how old?
Let me tell you something though. I really do. I'm all over the place. ADD Gemini. I find
35. Candy okay. Gal is 35.
God, that's still so young.
So young, but you know, she's, I mean, they're putting off having a baby probably for another 4 years. I bet 4 or 5 years.
I find Candy Gal, and this isn't the point of life, you know, we're all supposed to be like, you know, whatever, but I find Candy Gal and Giselle and Candy Gal to me are both literally drop dead gorgeous. I mean, love them or hate them, just physically, I find Giselle Bryant and Candace Dillard to be two gorgeous, gorgeous human beings in real life too.
I have to say, Candace is stunning.
Stunning.
In real life.
She is stunning. And she's so tiny. She could wear like.
She could wear anything. And you know, I feel like this is like very, I don't know, I guess like superficial.
I have to just say, I'm taking this show in a very superficial direction today. Maybe microaggression, but go on.
Well, no, I do think that she's going to make it as an actress because what you do realize when you see these actors, like, I mean, if you've ever seen, I mean, like I've done the Kennedy Center Honors, I've done many red carpets. I mean, they're very, very tiny people. And I just, based on that, I think Candace is going to make it as an actress. Like, she's just very tight. She looks like that kind of Hollywood actress type deal. You know, I mean, the only people that were larger were Oprah and David Letterman. David Letterman's extremely, extremely tall in real life. And Oprah's Oprah.
Well, yeah. We're in a much different world now. You look at like Ryan Murphy and like, I think it's a pretty broad spectrum of body types. And now, I mean, I think that's the great thing about where Hollywood has come. But I do agree.
It's true.
Candace is casting. I just love Candy Gal. I mean, we're not supposed to, you know, I'm supposed to be neutral and everything, but no, two for two with that girl.
Candy, what I love about Candace, okay, and then we'll move on because you know.
No, go on because I have something else to say about her. No, I mean, I love Candace.
But I think Candace gets the game. She just gets the game so, so well. She appears on podcasts. She's available to bloggers. She'll do interviews. She fights on Twitter. She's using it. She's playing the game like Bethany played the game when Bethany had to. And I that is what I love about Candace because a lot of them don't. A lot of them, to your point, they don't want to come on blogs. They don't want to play the game. They don't want to tweet. They're this, they're that. And it's just like, guys, you have this finite window. Maybe you have 3 seasons, maybe you have 4, maybe you get lucky and you have 7 seasons. You have this finite window to turn this into something long lasting, you know, wealth for your entire family. And so few people fucking get that. She gets it. And I
agree with that. And 2 other things. I mean, a lot of them think their shit don't stink. And it's like, sweetheart, you've been on 3 seasons of a fucking reality show in the grand scheme of things. Get the fuck over yourself. Okay. You've made 60,000 plus 120 plus like 320, whatever that adds up to be. Good luck, because now it's going to be 0. So get over yourself, because that's got to last you for a whole lifetime, and get the attitude out. And again, Candace off air as a human being is smart, is nice, is what. So whatever's going on Twitter, she gets the game. She gets it, because as a human being, one-on-one, she is lovely. And it's not an act. We're both saying we both have numerous experiences with her. It's not an act. She's a wonderful, lovely person. I think she gets it. She's way smarter than people think. She gets it and she's smart and she does the job. So there's our Candy Gal appreciation. But guess what? Guess what she's not going to do? She's not going to come on this podcast tomorrow because she's getting on a fucking plane and she's flying to Thailand for Girls Trip 3.
Oh my God. Do you love this cast? Do you love this
cast? We have some issues with this cast. Now,
you?
Well, here's what the nugget is. Here's the nugget. I'm going to be honest about my thoughts. The first one was, you know, OG's extra, whatever. The second one was like ex-housewives. This is supposed to be friends, be best friends. That is the theme. So we have best friends, Heather Gay and Whitney Rose. Okay, that's true. They are very close. We have best friends, Alexia Echeverra and Marisol Patton. I mean, that's true. We have very good friends. I can't even believe I'm saying this word, Leah, whatever her name is, McSweeney. Ah! This girl is getting a
Leah McSweeney.
Right. Well, okay. Good luck to her. Her and the Tins, they are very good friends. So now we have Giselle, and what everyone said was going to be Robin this entire time has now changed to Candace. They're not best friends. Guess what? They're not even getting along so well.
Wow, really? I didn't realize this was best friends cast.
Look at it. Yeah, that's what, look at it. Marisol Patton and Alexia are joined at the hip. Whitney and Heather joined at the hip. I mean, if you're going to go down New York and, you know, you've already had Ramona and Countess. I mean, the very good friends are Leah and Tinsley. I think. Think about it. It was Giselle and Robin. It was. There were promos. This is the rumored cast. Something has changed that it's Giselle and Candace. Now, I have some thoughts.
Spill it.
Sarah is obsessed with Potomac.
I love Potomac. What's going on with our... with Robin?
I don't know. I just... listen, I love Robin. I just think... look, this is no shade to anyone. When you're in a house... in the jungle of Thailand or wherever you're going to be, who's gonna stir that fucking cauldron more? Either A, Robin, or B, Candy Gal. You have a choice. Is Robin going to bring more shade and shit, or is Candace? It's either A or B. Those are your two choices.
Candace. Candy Gal. So do you think Robin was even asked, or they looked at these besties and then they got to Potomac and they were like, look, we're not confident that Robin can bring the drama. And I mean, does Marisol bring a ton of drama? I mean, we know Heather, what's your thought?
Here's, okay, slow down. We have whatever the acronym is. We have real RHUGT3. Okay, well, you're asking a lot of questions, Sarah. Let's answer some of your questions. Alexia and Marisol, how can I say this positively? Because everyone loves how honest. I mean, look, Alexia and Marisol, no shade, will do anything for that camera. So we had RHOM season 4. It was great. Miami's going to be back soon. Listen, we're going to have Miami, Salt Lake, and Potomac coming soon. Life is good. Alexia and Marisol, no. Marisol is messy. And I mean that in the best way possible. Marisol doesn't care. She doesn't care if you're who you are. She will throw you into the street. And if your head is being run over by a car, no, Alexia and Marisol will do anything for the camera. So that's good. That's good casting.
Okay.
Then we go to Whitney and Heather. Listen, I feel about Whitney the same thing as I've been saying about Kyle lately after watching season 2 of RHOSLC. I think Whitney's a sniper from the side. I think Whitney stirs it. She's found her voice after watching herself season 1. You know, Lisa Barlow might scream louder. Jen Shaw might scream even louder. Meredith might scream louder. You know, do not talk about Meredith's family. Love you, Meredith. I do. I love my Meredith. I think Whitney's a sniper from the side. And I think Whitney will absolutely bring drama and speak out and tell people to fuck off if they get in her face. Heather Gay is hilarious. So she's like, so that we got everything covered. Now we move into the New York girls. Listen, Leah is just batshit fucking crazy as a human being. She is. I'm sorry. That's my honest opinion. And so, I mean, she'll do whatever. I think Leah's also a little, I think the thirst is real. And so I think she too will treat this as her chance to maybe make a mark. I mean, you're not going to be asked on the OG show, sweetie, and the new incarnation of Real Housewives of New York isn't going to be based around you. So this is Leah's swan song. She might think it's her audition for something else. It's not. Just being honest. Everyone always asks me what podcasts I listen to. And I have to tell you, one of my absolute favorites is The Envelope. Why is it my favorite? Because it's really similar to this podcast. It's a celebrity guest podcast. Sound familiar? Except it's from the LA Times. And they cover award seasons in Hollywood and the entertainment industry. So they interview people that are possibly nominated or going to be nominated for awards. Now, some of the recent episodes include Jennifer Coolidge, hello, for White Lotus. But I mean, of course, we also love her from Legally Blonde. Come on. Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. If you're not watching Grace and Frankie and haven't watched it, I don't know what you're waiting for. David Harbour from Stranger Things, Jessica Biel, Candy. Oh, I think of Justin Timberlake when I hear Jessica Biel, and then I get sidetracked. Listen, the first six episodes of The Envelope are available to binge now. So tune in to hear all those great interviews plus more. You're going to love listening to The Envelope. And again, they're from the LA Times, so they really kind of know what they're doing. Binge these first six episodes now. Download and listen to the latest episodes of The Envelope everywhere you get your podcasts. Trust me, if you like Behind the Velvet Rope, you're going to love The Envelope. I know you guys think that all I talk about is my summer of health and wellness in the Hamptons, but listen, it's going well. And one thing that has really set me on my path to health and wellness and really losing the weight that I had put on during COVID is Aura Organics Solene So Clean. Solene So Clean is a clean plant-based protein powder made from organic ingredients. I personally use it after I work out every morning. I go at the crack of dawn, 5:30 a.m. because I get so busy with this podcast, I have no other time to work out. And if you love making protein-packed smoothies and snacks, Solene So Clean is literally the best thing on the market. It's clean, it's vegan, there's nothing artificial, but what do we really care about? The taste. The taste and the texture are so unbelievable. Now they have like vanilla chocolate, but I'm telling you, the vanilla chai is just so freaking out of this world. But don't take my word for it. They have over 10,000, that's 10,000 five-star reviews. If you're not happy for any reason within 60 days, you get a full refund. No questions asked. Your money is sent back. So why? What are you waiting for? You get 30% off your first subscription when you text ROPE to 64,000. Text ROPE to 64,000 and get 30% off your first subscription. That's ROPE to 64,000. Message and data rates apply. Terms apply, which are available at AuraOrganic.com/terms. And I love the fucking tins. I love the tins. The tins is an icon. Sorry, the tins is an icon. So
I... on. And I mean, I feel like I even need a Scott update. Like, I hope we get a whole bunch of tea about Scott. Like,
we
I
might.
Over. And I also feel like, is Tins ever going to use those embryos, those eggs? I mean, I don't know. There's so much to update on Tins. I need Tins. And like, Tins is so gorgeous to me. How is Tins not locked down with a man? I mean, Tins must be a whole thing. Has Tins been on Behind the Velvet Rope?
No, and we have tried. I was so close. You know, people love when I reveal these little things. I was so close. I was DMing. I was texting with Miss Dale Mercer. That's correct. I'm going to reveal some tea, guys. Sarah's like,
people, I love Dale. Okay. Dale is like, I aspire to be Dale as a mom. You know what I mean? Like when I'm old, just fabulous, Palm Beach, gorgeous diamonds, hair blown out all the time, in Chanel, rolling in, besties with my children. Go on.
And so Dale and I were texting, and this was after the season that was Tinsley's last season, which was Dorinda's last season. And Dale was going to come on. She was coming on Behind the Velvet Rope, everyone. And then, I don't know, maybe she sat down and talked to the Tins, and the Tins is like, that's that podcast that like, they ask you one question and it goes all over the world. And, but very nice. And Dale was like, listen, you know, think about it. She's like, the way that reunion went between Tinsley and Dorinda, Tinsley won. It was like, it made Dorinda look very bad. Dorinda was put on pause after that. And Tinsley left that show with her head held high. That was the season after like Dorinda berated Tinsley. And she's like, you know, it's being wrapped up in a bow. And like after the reunion, this was before the reunion. She's like, I'm going to give you some tea. This is going to make Dorinda look, you know, and it's just Tinsley's going to walk away and it's going to look and she's the story's over. And anything I say is going to undo the light around Tinsley. And I said, you know what, Dale? She's an older woman, Dale, no shade, respect your elders. I was like, you are 100% right. There's nothing you're going to say on this podcast when I ask you about Dorinda and Tinsley and Tinsley and Dorinda that is going to further, it, something's going to get convoluted and it's going to, the bow is going to be unwrapped. And I respect you too much, Dale Mercer. I understand. Let's keep in touch. And we did. We kept in touch. And so, you know what it is? I had Constantine Maroulis on a million times and it went viral. And like Constantine dated Tinsley and Dale loves Constantine. So it's, and I know Constantine very well. So it was like all in the family. And I was like, look, I just can't do that to you. Like you're right. Like I have to agree. I have to agree with you. So we could have had Dale Mercer guys, but sometimes I'm not a scumbag. I'm
and
a nice
I
guy.
Told you I nearly had sex with Constantine, right? I told you the story.
Okay. What? You never told me this.
Okay. When I was hosting the Kane show on Hot 99.5 back in the day when American Idol was so hot and popping off, Constantine came in to give us an interview, his season where he finished what, third, fourth? He was fifth. He was very, very big up. I, at the time, was dating an older man, a sugar daddy named Ed, who they called Old Man Ed on the radio because he was 15 years older than me. Okay. You know, we broke up. It was deteriorating. Anyway, Constantine and I had made eye contact. We were getting it on. We were walking towards the elevator. He wanted my phone number. And one of my co-hosts came in and cock-blocked me and hit the close button on the elevator and told Constantine that I had a man. I was so upset. Constantine has been on the Sarah Fraser show as well. And we've talked about this and Constantine claims he doesn't remember, which is the ultimate, how forgettable are you? And I will never forget because I came so close to having sex with him. Anyway.
Right. So- A, that's really good for your self-esteem. And B, here's the thing. I'm sure it happened, but you are way, 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 way too young for Constantine. Way. Okay. Constantine, like you need, like you're way too young.
All right. Well, there you go.
Anyway, well, you know what? When this episode comes out, guess what? I'm going to take this little clip and I'm going to send. I mean, I really know Constantine very well. And I'm very well.
I adore him. He came on my show. We had the most hysterical conversation because I was giving him a play-by-play account of this. He recalled none of it. And then I asked him point blank, would you have sex with me now? And I think he said he didn't answer the question. He wouldn't have sex with me.
You're too young, babes.
Too young. Okay.
Yeah. Good. So like it's a cop. But now, so girls trip. And then, you know, and then we have Giselle and then we have Candace. Look, I mean, it's
a messy, handy gal, messy, love it.
Picture like, you know what it is? These, like I'm loving the girls trips, but I'm not sure everybody is, but I think the idea of it, when we mash up these casts, like the idea of what could happen is so like, imagine Leah throwing these tiki torches in, and there is Candace and Giselle. I mean, what?
It'll be, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I actually think that they might clash. Like, Candace and Giselle, and especially, so it's, and I also think it's very interesting that we have three sets of twos in current Housewives. And this is the first time we have current with exes. Leah and Tinsley are exes. So we're mixing exes with current. This opens up the floodgates. You know what I think soon? My prediction? What? They might start looking at some friends of. Maybe eventually.
Really?
Well, I mean, we have to go down the list and see, like, have we had good friends of, I don't know, but like, who's going to come next? And I also think, like, I know it's canceled, but I mean, I think they might start turning to Dallas, maybe. Like, I just think the possibilities are endless.
I do too. I do too. I think they could pop back up for sure.
I think the possibilities are endless. By the way, I might as well throw this in. Speaking of ex-housewives, I went to Le Biblioquet the other night for dinner and I ran into the one, the only Miss Kristen Taitman, R-H-O-N-Y. You know.
How was she?
Here's the thing. If I'm being totally honest, I just, this is no shade. I just wasn't in the, you know, here's the thing, because of this job, I believe it or not, I'm just not in the mood to engage. I wasn't in the mood. Like, and come on my show. Yeah. She's been on. She's great. I just wasn't in the mood. Like I've said this, when you're on those like dating websites and you're going on the dates with a gentleman, and they're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and Countess, and did it, and did it. I don't want to talk about housewives when I am not working.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. We could talk about a little bit. We can talk about a little bit. I just don't want to get it. And, you know, I'd rather just be like, let's make it formal. You'll get an email. Do you want to come on my show? But Kristen was there with her husband and children and other people. And tonight's Friday. I'm going to Almond Gay Night. Might see Daddy Cone. So we'll see if he's there.
Oh my God. I cannot wait. You have to give us a full report.
Listen, I am observing everything. And look, it's not that I don't engage. I mean, Luann was supposed to have a Fosé party July 2nd. It just didn't happen. It's not like I was uninvited. So I'm keeping you posted. Thank God. Thank God I have not run into Ramona anytime recently. Thank God. I ran into Elise Slane, my friend, at Bobby Vann's. I guess we could just leave it at that. But Elise will be, Elise will be back on the podcast. So listen, there are housewives out here. I'm keeping an eye on what's going on.
I want to ask you one last thing, because I know
is it about Tamara and Alexis?
Yes, you read my mind. Set it up and tell me your thoughts, because you have predicted this, and damn, I mean, I honest to God, I'm like, are you working for Bravo behind the scenes? This is like so coincidental.
Well, this is why I say, like, you know, I don't know everything, but I'm normally right about this stuff. Here's the thing. You just got to take your emotions out of it and really think about who is what and who's on brand. Like, look, did I ever tell you, I mean, I told this story on Patreon. Did I ever tell you, like, in 2020, I stayed at Alexis Bellino's house for the weekend?
No, I didn't know this.
We're going to have to continue this next time. But like, we had a mutual friend in common that I am not friends with anyone. I think she's friends with. And it's like, my friend was going to the OC and she's like, I'm going to stay with my friend Alexis. And I said, oh, cool. You know, I know an Alexis from from the OC. Oh, really? It might be the same one. Really? Mine's Alexis Bellino. Really? Mine's Alexis Bellino. This was like a good friend of hers. So she's like, just stay with us. So I stayed at Jesus Jug's house. Yes. And it was for like days I stayed at Jesus Jug's house. So I have said this then, like, you know, of course, look, I believe from that weekend, I don't think she's running back. She's happy. She has this new guy. And I don't think she's like running back, because she knows that housewives doesn't come with no price. There's drama. But I do think that nobody turns down an offer unless you're like Bethany or Vanderpump. And so I think that Alexis is on brand to go back, in the sense that her life is totally different. Her children are grown.
Right.
She looks the part. I mean, then you factor in Heather Dubrow. They actually get along in real life, but they didn't back then on the show. So it's like, that's an interesting dynamic. Like, I've said this, I've talked about it with her that weekend. I think she's primed to go back. I think the I don't know if I believe the rumor, but I think the Tamara thing is farther fetched. I agree. I think Andy could get Tamara to quit 2 T's within one phone call. And look, maybe this is what's needed from the OC. Heather, Shannon, Alexis, Tamara, And then I don't know who else. You'll have to figure out who else to keep out of this group. But that would feel, look, they can't start over. They just did that with New York. So maybe go the opposite and have all these OG types. It makes sense to me.
I know.
I'm not sure I believe this rumor.
Okay.
By the time this comes out, we might know, but it's, I told you, you got to go through all the options. Are we going to have Lizzie Rose that? No. Are we going to have Lydia McLaughlin? No. I mean, we're saying 0% chance. Are we going to have, you know, Tammy Knickerbocker? No, we're over that. No one's talking about her. Gina Keogh? No, she's not on brand. I've always said this. Alexis Bellino is on brand for where the OC is now. So is Gretchen Rossi, but I think...
Fabulous back. Oh my God. I want to see what she's going
to play. But to me, Gretchen had more of a run and Alexis is more of an unknown. And I think Alexis and I mean, Tamara do not get along in real life. They would butt heads like no tomorrow.
Of course they had that lawsuit. I mean, it would be juicy.
And Heather Dubra. I mean, and like in Alexis's defense, you know, she's like, it's not my lawsuit. It was Jim's. I mean, they were divorced at the time, but yes, Heather and Tamara have an out now. Look, I think Tamara really could, this makes sense. I'm not sure I believe it, but it's like Vicky, 0%, zero, zero. It's not happening. Love her. It's Vicky's not coming back. Alexis is on brand and so is Tamara. And so that might be with Heather and Shannon. And then does it even matter who's the fifth or sixth person? I mean, I do think it's Gina's time to go. Emily had a great run.
I know. It's just, there's nothing really.
It's over. It's over.
I know. It is over.
But see, look, you're excited for that combination of people. And then we'll get, I think at that point, just get, and they know Emily in real life. They do. A lot of them know her. So it's like, it makes sense. Look, they got to figure out something, right? I mean,
look, I told you, I mean, you're much more of an OC fan than I am and a Heather Dubrow fan. I'm indifferent on Heather. I the first episode or two were great. I loved seeing Heather's house, all that stuff. And then beyond that, I was just like, I'm bored. There's nothing there. It's how I feel about Dubai.
Before we go, Dubai, we're in trouble, Sarah. We're in trouble. Everyone reads me for filth when I talk about ratings. I mean, they're numbers. I don't understand. Dubai started the first week, 769,000. That ain't so great, but okay. Episode 2, 657,000. Episode 3, 644,000. Episode 4, we saw a spike, 658,000. Episode 5, 495,000. Now, That was the holiday time of 4th of July and all of that. But the bottom line is that same 495,000, Beverly Hills had 1.2 million. So 600,000 people turned off the channel. Nobody's talking about Dubai. Nobody's talking about it.
Nobody. I mean, it'll be interesting. The reunion's coming up. Andy tweeted about that. The team's getting ready. What are your questions?
We have to go into the reunion and something has to happen at the reunion. And then something has to happen in the real world. So somebody better get a scandal because that's what happened with Salt Lake. I love Salt Lake right from the beginning, but the ratings weren't great. And then this thing with Shaw and it just... We have a blockbuster, guys. Something's got to happen. I don't know. It's like Summer House's ratings are right around that, but it's such a cheap show to make. I can't imagine Dubai is so cheap. The salaries are cheap. Stanberry got the most, of course, but the others are probably at the 60,000, the equivalent. But
the cost of filming there and
I think so.
Crews there and just everything, probably all the hoops they had to jump through to film in Dubai. I mean, the cost has to be astronomical, I would think.
And don't forget the strict culture. Like, they're not like, oh, Andy Cohen is here today. Yay. They don't
give a fuck. Mm-mm. I mean, it's good for tourism. I'm sure they're happy to play a little bit of ball because it's, you know, and I think it makes it look very welcoming to Americans and other foreigners, Westerners. I think it makes it look like, oh, this is a fun ball, like party town, you know, but yeah, we all know, like, it is very, very, there's a very strict. I mean, there's a lot going on there, you know.
I don't see it. I mean, I feel like at that point, do we pull the plug? Do we ship it over to Peacock? What's going to happen?
I think we ship it. I mean, I think they have to be careful about taking too many L's, because I think, you know, we've already talked many times about their content being a little bit in trouble, and they're kind of looking for that next show that's going to be, you know, Housewives-like. But I think it gets shipped to Peacock. Season two.
I mean, if you think about it, we need a Shaws. We need a Vanderpump. We need like flipping out. We need just something totally, totally new that we don't think we want to watch, that we watch, that we are blown away by. That's what we need. And I just, where is that for Bravo?
Good question. All right. We have to continue it next time, Yanta.
Everyone could follow me Behind the Velvet Robe everywhere podcasts are found. In I am on TikTok, Behind the Velvet Robe. Come on, let's get those numbers up. I've joined. I didn't want to join TikTok.
Well,
everyone forced me. Get the numbers up. What about you?
I'm on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. You can listen to new episodes of The Sarah Fraser Show podcast Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week, everywhere podcasts are played.
And next week, we'll talk about so much more. Love you much. Love everyone. Take care.
Oi, gorgeous.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.